The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the names of the 29 victims, including a pregnant woman with twins, were read aloud and a minute's silence held as a public inquiry into the 1998 Omagh bombing got underway officially today. The chairperson, Alan Turnbull, said those who listen will be shocked at the level of grief imposed on ordinary, decent members of society doing nothing other than living their daily lives. This morning, Michael Gallagher, whose son Aidan died in the bombings, explained to Pat Kenny that Northern Ireland seemed to have to wait longer than anybody else for these types of inquiries.
The Manchester Arena bombing, that inquiry happened less than 4 years after the event. And we heard that this week that the person that murdered the three young children in Southport, the Prime Minister, almost immediately after the trial, said there will be a public inquiry.
That was Michael Gallagher. His son Aidan died in Omagh in 1998. The campaigner Eamon McCann is with me. Eamon, you're welcome to the show. Do you welcome that, you know, late as Michael Gallagher might describe it, that this is happening at last?
Yes, I think it all decent people will welcome the fact that the Omagh inquiry is at last getting underway, as Michael Gallagher has said. I mean, late in the day, compared with other places in the UK and probably in the South. But it's been one of the factors in Northern Ireland politics now for a half a century and more, that sort of that some killings sort of are not investigated for months and even years afterwards. And some others are examined and investigated very quickly. And sort of this disparity in that is one of the things that almost everybody in Northern Ireland is aware of, and it is a factor in the political reality of the North.
And Eamon, is there a consistency or a trend in that disparity?
Well, there is a trend, and it's very simple. That when the security forces are involved, things are dragged out, that public interest immunity certificates, as they're called, are issued, and those are certificates which excused, if you like, evidence being given sort of in sensitive so-called cases. And they've been used over and over again in the Bloody Sunday inquiry. And I sat through almost all of the Bloody Sunday inquiry. Sort of the only moments when evidence was withdrawn had to do sort of with the activities of MI5 during the day of Bloody Sunday. And that's never been answered. Never been answered. Still a mystery. Although we have now the names of one of the MI5 officers who had infiltrated the civil rights movement in the North. And
No, we've lost Eamon there. We'll get Eamon back on the line. Eamon McCann, back with me, the campaigner. Eamon, apologies there. We lost you while you were talking about, I guess, that, you know, the trend that had emerged, that obvious trend that everybody acknowledged, that when the security forces were involved, things tended to get dragged out in terms of inquiry and investigation. I mean, is there any sense that there is a kind of a growing, if still quite possibly reluctant, acceptance that even where the security forces are involved, you've got to now hold these inquiries? Is there any kind of change of tune from Whitehall, as it were, or is there still a kind of let's dig our heels in here?
Well, there's no change of tune in public anyway. I don't know what's happening in private discussions, but in public, the British government is standing firm sort of by its position and is still pleading sort of the national interest in refusing to release documents. I mean, that goes on to this day, sort of, and more often, more frequently than some people all over Ireland might suspect. And that's a cause of frustration, and it's a cause of anger to many people and so on. And it's one of the factors which prevents, you know, the peace process coming to a conclusion or making sufficient progress to give people confidence. So the past has not gone away in Northern Ireland. You know, sort of, with a long road ahead still.
Is it a kind of self-defeating attitude? You know, whatever about the kind of the rights and wrongs of this, and I think most people listening to this, you know, would absolutely heed the call for inquiries in all of these situations, regardless of who's involved. But it's kind of self-defeating from the British point of view. There's an argument you just kind of, it's better to rip off the plaster. You know, people are not going to go away. And by dragging it out, we're just going to be having inquiries for years on end.
Well, I mean, that's true, but perhaps one of the reasons they are dragging it out is that they're quite right in their own terms and their own perspective, that to drag these things out into the public would be against the national interest, because they would compromise certainly the British Army, certainly the RUC, and certainly a range of intelligence organisations. So that would create the basis for a deep unease of many people sort of in Britain and government about sort of opening the Pandora's box. And their fear sort of that the OMA inquiry, and indeed there are still questions to be answered about what was happening in Bloody Sunday and why there were self-confessed agents, as we've now discovered, of MI5 on the spot on Bloody Sunday. What was that about? We are entitled to know.
Well, one wonders whether as well there might be kind of morbid calculations being done as well. And you see this with regard to kind of... people who sue health services, be it in this country or elsewhere, that, you know, it's never written down on paper, but we all know this exists, drag this out, and the person who is kind of deformed at birth because of a mishap on our part will eventually pass away, and the lawsuit passes away. Eventually, everybody who remembers his first-hand memory of Bloody Sunday will die. True of Ballymurphy, true of OMA eventually as well after that. I mean, that might inform the attitude too.
Well, I think it probably does inform the attitude. I say probably because, of course, I mean, I don't know what's in the minds of those who make these decisions. But if they believe that if they drag this out long enough, it will go away, they are sadly mistaken. And also, they don't know what the thinking is among relatives of the dead. There are people in Derry who are very prominent in the Bloody Sunday campaign at the moment who were not born and whose parents were not born. A Bloody Sunday. It comes down the generations, and that's got a political impact, a political significance, as well as significant for the families which are still seeking the truth.
I was going to say they've not gone away, you know, but that's kind of a loaded phrase in this context. So in terms of OMA and this inquiry then, Eamon, before I let you go, I mean, what are the issues you would like to see explored most deeply in this inquiry?
Well, we know the horror of OMA. We know who was responsible in the immediate aftermath of OMA. We knew very quickly that it was the so-called real IRA. What we don't know is how much the security forces knew. What we don't know is how much the special branch and other security forces in the Republic knew at the time. And those, one of them was collusion. Well, by just turning a blind eye in order to protect what they would say were assets, whether it was that or incompetence or just a general political bias, we don't know. But we are entitled to know. And that's why there is a great hunger for the truth, led, as you've mentioned, sort of by Michael Gallagher, to whom I have spoken on a number of occasions. And Michael has been to Bloody Sunday commemorations and so forth. You know, this isn't going to go away.
Eamon, listen, it's always a pleasure, and thanks a million for taking the few minutes to chat to us. Eamon McCann, the campaigner there on the official onset of the inquiry, the public inquiry into the 1998 OMA bombing.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.